Last June, we told you the story of an Idaho man trying to save a tiny porpoise species in Mexico. Today, we have an update to that story and a new film that looks at vaquitas and their plight. Matt Podolsky is a filmmaker with Wild Lens, an Idaho-based film company. For 2 years, he's been filming the story of vaquitas, which are dying in fishing nets in the Gulf of California. Fishermen there are using gill nets to catch a fish known as a tatuaba to sell their swim bladders to China. The vaquitas get caught in the same nets and are dying at a rapid rate. Podolsky says the Mexican government banned gill netting in the area to protect the vaquita, but fishermen are ignoring the ban because tatuaba swim bladders can bring in tens of thousands of dollars apiece. Podolsky started off by telling Samantha Wright there might be 30 vaquitas left in the entire world.
It's important to note that that estimate is as of the end of 2016. You could not reliably say that there are 30 vaquitas currently, because right now we are entering the period of time which is the height of the season in which fishermen go out and fish for tatuaba illegally. Yeah, we don't actually know how many vaquita are out there. We know it's probably less than 30.
So tell me, since June, what has changed for you and the vaquita, if anything?
So at last time I was here, we talked about how the Mexican government had imposed this ban on the use of all gill nets throughout the range of the vaquita. So we now have the first year of data after the Mexican government has taken this really dramatic action to completely ban all gill nets throughout the range of the vaquita. And we actually saw an increase in the rate of decline for the vaquita after this ban was implemented.
Why is it still going down if the gill net ban is in effect? It looked like from your longer film that is coming out that people are still fishing.
Yes, people are still fishing. And what we know is that something between 60 and 70% of all recorded vaquita mortalities have been caused by gill nets designed to trap tatuaba. So you imagine the openings in the mesh for tatuaba-specific gill nets are also really effective at trapping and entangling and killing vaquita. A finer mesh net, while it will occasionally trap and entangle and kill a vaquita, it's less likely to. And so what the Mexican government did is they said no gill nets whatsoever. Even the fine mesh gill nets, which were used previously to catch shrimp and other smaller fin fish in the region, the Mexican government imposed this ban, and there was not an economically viable alternative to those finer mesh gill nets. And because of that, it essentially shut down the only remaining legal fisheries in the region. What fishermen were telling us the last time we were down there is that because of this, more fishermen got involved in the illegal tatuaba fishery post-ban. Certainly, the gill net ban reduced the overall number of gill nets that are being put out into the water in the Upper Gulf. But I think the gill net ban also likely increased the number of tatuaba-specific gill nets that are being put out. And I suspect that that is what has led to this increase in the rate of decline for the vaquita.
What's the future for the vaquita? Are we going to see them survive? What's next?
A plan to capture live trap vaquitas and place them into a captive setting was announced. So sometime in 2017, the Mexican government is saying that they are going to make this attempt, which is very controversial and extremely risky. Nobody has ever successfully attempted to live trap a vaquita, so nobody knows if it's even possible to trap them and keep them alive. Nobody knows how they would respond to a captive setting, and obviously nobody knows if they would breed in a captive setting, which would be the necessary next step for the population to recover.
You've been following this for a while now as kind of the outsider from Idaho who's jumped into this whole arena and want to make any predictions?
I certainly haven't given up hope, but the situation is extraordinarily dire. But, you know, like I said, the fact that this attempt to bring vaquita into captivity is happening definitely provides some hope. Like a lot of conservation issues, on the surface, it seems like it should be simple, right? Literally all that's killing vaquita are gill nets. If you could flip a switch and all the gill nets would be gone from this relatively small area of the Upper Gulf of California tomorrow, they would be absolutely fine. Those 30 vaquitas will breed and the population will slowly expand. They only raise one calf every 2 years. So it would take decades, but they would recover. However, I can't envision how we get to that point where all the gill nets are gone. And so you know, if the researchers and the biologists are working on it, if they can at least get a handful of individuals into a safe setting, then at least we'll have some time to figure out what the answer to that question is how do we remove gillnets from the area? Without that, I think there certainly isn't enough time to figure out what the answer to that question is.
Filmmaker Matt Podolsky's latest film on vaquitas, called Souls of the Vermilion Sea, will be shown Saturday at the Le Bois Film Festival at the Egyptian Theater in Boise. A panel discussion following the screening will be moderated by Tom Michael of Boise State Public Radio.